Welcome back. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand, and I'm joined today by my favorite tag team partner.
Hi, Lisa. I'm Mikey Rastro Daddy, and it's Wednesday, the 28th of August.
What have we got on deck today?
Well, the day opens up with Moon squaring Neptune at 12:12 a.m. So we may be just going to bed. We may be already in bed, but this is an opportunity for the astrological aspects to work its magic during our sleep.
I love that. Work out some of the different, we dream our solutions rather than having to physically do them or work them out with our mind.
That's great. I love that.
I do too.
Or it could be a nightmare, I imagine, too, right?
But even nightmares can help take some of the worry out of things. It's like, oh, and I survived it.
Right.
We tend to wake up before the worst happens for the most part.
True. That's very true. That's very true.
Yeah.
So anyway, we wake up, and as the day progresses, Neptune opposes Venus, and it goes exact at 1:24. So we've been building, this energy has been building. And then today on the 28th, it does go exact at 1:24 p.m. So Neptune opposing Venus, we have tendencies toward codependence and vulnerability or romantic illusions. This could shed a little light.
You know what's interesting about that is Ace of Wands is exactly that. It's the torch. It's the shed a little light.
Okay.
It's all right that we have dreams. It's even all right that we have illusions. It shows us, it's like a beacon that says, I want this. The disillusionment is because when we imagine it, it's always perfect. Whereas when we act on it in day-to-day life, maybe not so much. And yet, this says, are you willing to keep the light on and see what else is there? Or the minute you hit a disappointment, are you going to snuff the light out? It's like illusions by themselves aren't bad. Disillusionment by itself isn't bad. It helps build, an ability to restructure and repair what you desire so that you can build a stronger relationship with it and keep heading towards what you love.
Those are great words. I have some good news for
Please
today.
hit us.
Mercury goes direct. No
Ooh.
more computer problems, no more technology issues.
It does this for 2.5 months every year. So we've always got our reset and our revisit. But what I love about this in Leo, we've already made two passes with this Mercury retrograde. We went over it direct, then we retrograded all the way back, and now we get to reap the rewards. And that's such a great thing for this Ace of Wands because, again, like Roger Bannister breaking the 4-minute mile, once you've told a better story about you to you, you can't go back. You can't unknow that there's a bigger story to you and one that's a whole lot brighter. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great news. I'm excited for it to be over and go direct. Time you can sign those contracts now, folks. You can move ahead with your plans.
Well,
So.
the other thing I love about it is the King Star, Rigel, which is at 28 degrees of Leo, is one of the ones that's been activated twice already. We're going to
Okay.
get more pass in a few, a little bit before the middle of September. And what that does is it, again, it illuminates the highest possibility. Rigel is the nobility in all of us. You don't have to be a king to be noble. Right. But it's like, what is the highest possible expression of you? So we're headed back towards that. Be chewing on that a little bit. Give it a fresh start and keep the light on.
So the day ends with the moon entering into its home sign of Cancer. So the moon is expressing itself, like you were saying, the moon is an illuminator, right? It is a reflector, and it sheds light.
My grandfather told us a lot of fun stories when we were kids. Like, if you put salt on a bird's tail, you can catch it. So we're running around with a salt shaker. But the other one he said about the moon was where the moon hits the water, that light trail that it leaves on the water. He said that if you walk straight into it, you can walk up that light path into the moon.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, okay, what a great way to end the day. As the moon goes into Cancer and we've got that light, let the light take you into the heart of what you love that makes you feel safe being you.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah. That's a good way to wrap up the day. Thanks for being with us. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy, and we'll see you next time.
See you tomorrow.